bringing it back to Rosie on the House, Arizona Saturday morning tradition, where we try and answer your questions about home remodeling and home improvement projects you're trying to tackle or get done around your house. There's hardly a corner of the state we haven't built or remodeled in. So if you can hear us, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Don't call the radio station you're listening to us on, because we're currently broadcasting on 10 stations across the great state of Arizona. Jennifer, my sweet wife, has arranged for this toll-free number. She pays for the phone call. Give it a ring. It's toll-free to you, 1-888-767-4348. Like our next caller.
Brett, welcome to the program. How may we help you this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning?
Thank you. Good morning. First-time caller.
All right, Brett.
Live in Scottsdale, actually around the edge of 56th Street, the cactus area, masonry home.
Okay.
Vaulted ceilings. About 9 years ago, we wanted to get the asphalt roof off and update the roof and put a tile roof on.
Okay.
So the contractor put the tiles up on the roof, left them up there for a week, came back to look for cracks in the ceiling. Because he told us we didn't need to reinforce the trusses. I believe we have, what kind of trusses are there? Gingham trusses,
okay.
Vaulted ceiling inside. So there were no cracks. This is about 9 years ago.
Okay.
A beautiful roof. Loved the look of the roof. But we have stained concrete floors. And just over the past probably 5 years, we've noticed a lot more cracks in the cement and the flooring. And we're being told that the roof is separating up top, and now we're starting to get leaks in the flat area. So we called the registered contractors. They won't do anything. It's been over 2 years, and the roofing contractor won't do anything. Any suggestions?
Is the contractor still in business?
They are. The roofing contractor is still in business.
And you've approached them, and they've...
Yeah, they came back. They came back after the first year. Because the roof was sagging in the garage area, and they said they brought an engineer out. The engineer went up in the attic and said, "Do this, do that." So they added some 2x4s to the structure, the gable ends, and it appeared to keep the roof from sagging or near the garage
anymore.
But that was it, and then we just sort of forgot about it. We thought that fixed the problem. So we really just kind of, over the years, noticed these cracks getting worse.
I don't know that the roof is causing the concrete cracks. I think we may be having two separate issues there. But
okay.
then you said the roof was pulling apart from the flat and having leaks. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so up top, the roof is separating at the crown, the very,
okay.
very top, which is, so it appears as sort of, pushing down, and which is making it separate from around the fireplace. It's making the flat roof leak as well.
And the pitch of this roof is a fairly low pitch?
It's a pretty low pitch.
That's our dilemma. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, there are ways that can be shored up. Now, if I go in your house, am I looking at vaulted ceilings or flat ceilings?
Vaulted when you walk in the house, and then the bedrooms are the flat.
Okay, and is the problem more prevalent in the vaulted area?
It appears to be more prevalent, yeah, in the vaulted area. But, I would say that over the bedrooms, though, is where the roof is separating as well, which is the flat roof.
Wow. Well, again, yep. I think I'm alone myself out on a free courtesy call here. You're just a couple blocks from where I live. I'll get over to the man's house that called earlier at Gainey Ranch, and then I'll get over to 56th Street and Cactus where you are. And let me just throw the old evil eye of experience on it, and it really concerns me. The roofer opted not to do anything. The scissor truss area is particularly an area that would cause me some concern. But let me see if we can't get in there and solve this dilemma for you before it gets any worse with just some ideas and some suggestions.
Great, yeah, because we're to the point where we think we just got to tear off the roof and put a lightweight roof on. It was a lightweight tile, but it didn't appear to be light enough.
Not light enough. And what was there before? Was it a three-tab asphalt shingle,
asphalt,
or was it
right.
was that desert rock roof?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, are you on the north side? Is it, is it an irrigated lot?
No, it's not. It's over there. Von Dix, he built some great homes back in there, so it was one of the later homes built in 85.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
Right to south of Sereno Park.
I know that area very, very well. So, I'm just a couple blocks from you, so we'll find a time that I can just swing by and take a look at it, and let me see if we can't find a way to keep that top of the masonry wall from blowing out as that ceiling begins to apply pressure to the outside of the wall. That's what we've got to try and do, and I don't know if some decorative collar ties are going to be enough. Certainly would be a lot less expensive than ripping the whole roof off and starting from scratch. So, we'll meet. I'll take a look at it, and I'll give you some ideas, and we'll kind of go from there. Wrapping up hour two of Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium. We're out here because the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show is today. We're actually down at the Saba Home Show here in a couple weeks as well, down at Tucson Convention Center. So we'll be down there with all our Rosie partners for Pima and Pinal and Santa Cruz County. And we're going to be on for one more hour here. We're going to bring in a plumbing expert. Consider this your day with a plumber. You got a plumbing project or problem around the house? Now's the time to get online right now. We have Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing joining us all 10 o'clock hour.
Number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.